I suppose the difficulty here, Dr. Winstead, is that people say, look, generations have grown up with this. It doesn't seem to be a handicap. So why go through some extraordinary lengthy transition which involves the entire population of the world relearning the clock?
As the world gets smaller and we communicate more easily with each other, we're going to be in one world society as far as time is concerned, and we need that system to be able to communicate that so the same time in one place is the same time somewhere else.
Well, Napoleon tried this and he gave up.
Well, that was a long time ago, and it's time to try again.
Dr. Winstead, thank you very much. Nice to talk to you.
Time now, I don't know what it would be on his clock, but on our clock here it's just about 11 minutes to 9. A former government transport advisor accuses ministers today of neglecting the need.